Well, welcome to the 11th season of All About Thailand, and may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about the island of Koh Samui. I haven't spoken about this a lot. I've done this in the previous podcast going back a long time ago. So I want to refresh things and talk about it further. Koh Samui is just beautiful and it's a really good island to go to. So come on, let's do it. It's something I really like about Thailand, and what I like and what I fell in love with was the culture. I just love the culture of Thailand. And Koh Samui, it's another sort of thing, isn't it? It boasts, when you think about it, it boasts a rich natural sort of heritage that it's just like, you know, you've got to explore it, haven't you? And you've got this very iconic big Buddha temple, that massive Buddha that overlooks the whole of the island. And you can just immerse yourself in the vibrant atmosphere of this fishing village. I hope I've got the pronunciation right in that. Sometimes I do find it hard when I'm speaking Sai Po Tai Kap, unless I've actually hear the words being said then. Once I hear them said then, and I remember them, I can do them. But, you know, you've got traditional wooden houses that line the streets and you know, you've got boutiques and restaurants and many bars. And don't forget, you know, the experience of the traditional Thai massage or indulge in the island sort of cuisine. Obviously, lots and lots of fish and seafood and flavorful curries. They are a real delight.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, yes, you know, affordable luxury, I call it. One of the most appealing aspects of Koh Samui is its affordability. All right, sometimes the prices do go up certain times of the year, but especially when it comes to accommodation. I mean, while the island has a range of sort of resorts, and we do like these, I can't remember the name of the resort that we stayed in now, but it was really good. Now, they are really, really sort of, the thing about Thailand hotels, they are, and I keep saying this, they are world class, you know, and you've got like the infinity pools and the spa services in these resorts and private beach access even, you know. But then there are plenty of affordable budget friendly options, I call it. And they're like from sort of cozy guest houses to beachfront bungalows. We stayed in the beachfront bungalow up in where was it now? Koh Samet, about a few weeks ago. We had a lovely time. Have a look on YouTube. Although my YouTube following is excessively small, you can see, you know, what that bungalow, what it was like. You know, and travellers can find anything. You know, the prices of the hotels depend a lot, obviously, on the location and the amenities. And like I said earlier on, the time of the year. But Koh Samui offers an excellent value for money, allowing visitors to enjoy it sort of like a real tropical sort of getaway without breaking the bank balance, if you know what I mean. Right. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. And you know, I think I don't even really need to mention this, is also thank you ever so much for subscribing to the All About Thailand special edition. It's so lovely to have you with us, where you can actually appear on the show and people are giving me their input. So, you know, subscribe and listen to the last episode. It was really good. And you know, something I love, this sort of interaction, and don't ever stop. And thank you so much. So anyway, I'm going to talk now. We've done pretty much the hotels, the other sort of things you'd expect to find in Koh Samui. Koh Samui has got so much to offer. I mean, you can go to, they've got like 40 really beautiful beaches, you know, and it offers sort of endless opportunities for sunbathing and swimming and water sports. You know, I just love it. And, you know, you can even do the bit of the old island hopping, as I call it, which we do quite a bit. You know, you can embark and go to Koh Phangan, where, of course, you've got it's sort of famous for the full moon party. I'm sure that you're aware of it. You've seen that. And go to Koh Tao, which is renowned for its diving and snorkeling sites. You know, but getting back, thinking about it now, is, you know, you've got all the water sports as well that Koh Samui has to offer. The snorkeling, the scuba diving, kayaking, and, you know, paddle boarding, or even the jet skis. The jet skis are crazy, and many others. Now, they're sort of all sort of operated by different sort of tour operators, let's just say. But you can also have guided excursions, and failing that, if you just want to get out and look around, you've got some really sort of iconic landmarks like the Big Buddha, like I said, Wat Prayai and Wat Prai Lern. Now, I know how to pronounce those, but you've got the secret Buddha garden as well. And it just immerse yourself in all of this culture. Me and Cole, we just love it, you know, and you've got sort of loads of different adrenaline sort of pumping exercises like jungle canopy and zip lining through the jungle and the mountain biking. You're not going to find me sort of doing that. Certainly not on a zip line, not nowadays. But then you've got the Thai cooking classes. Now, I've had a bit of a go in that, bit of a chef, like. So, you know, I've done some of the Thai cooking classes and they've been great fun. Me and Kung both got in. Even Kung had learned something as well. I mean, she's an expert Thai cook. You know, it was just amazing. Then if you feel the need that you need to relax, and this is like a real sort of necessary, you know, to relax and chill out, you've got all these wellness retreats as well. I mean, just indulge yourself and immerse yourself in a session of one of the Koh Samui's very luxury sort of spas, you know, which I've done a few times. And Thai massages, the rocks and the herbal and the head massage as well. And even meditation sessions, which is really good. But if you want the nightlife, then, you know, you can experience that. It's a vibrant nightlife scene. And you've got like, I think it's the Ark Bar and Twing Beach. You know, just enjoy the cocktails, the live music, and these sort of crazy sort of fire shows and the flower shows as well. But the fire shows are crazy now. They really are impressive. And of course, you've got the elephant sanctuaries as well that you can visit. They're amazing things, the elephants. And of course, my wife, Kung, she loves shopping. So we're definitely off shopping and looking around the markets. And, you know, there's some lovely sort of fishermen sort of markets in the village, in the old part of the village, where you can get all your fish, and Kung love that. And you've got the Tawang night market for souvenirs and clothing and handicraft and street food, this amazing street food. You know, I think that Koh Samui just got it for everything, really, to be honest. It's very, very wide. It's like all the other sort of islands as well. They are the same. I'm getting a little bit tongue-tied today. I don't know why that is. As I said, I don't bother editing at all when I do my podcast. So they couldn't be more live than what they are. So if I make a mistake, I make a mistake. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now. And we're coming very near the end. I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Yeah, this story is the Koh Samui, and the monkey story. Yes, monkeys, yes, Ling is monkey. Now, it was, you know, there's outside this shop, this one shop, was this monkey. And I think he's tended to make it his sort of haunt, really. And he was really sort of like looking at me. You know, so every time I went past him, like, this monkey was like looking and looking quite sort of fierce, really, you know. And, I was getting a bit nervous of this. And then obviously, I've gone in there, talked to the shopkeeper, and then come out. And he said, I show you a monkey. You know, this big monkey, quite an old monkey, you know. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to look. I don't really want to know him. But I have to be honest, this monkey was really quite sort of gentle. Whether he'd obviously trained it that way and stuff, but he peeled a banana for me and gave it to me, and then, you know, smiled at me, you know, took their lip up. So obviously some form of training going on there. And Kung say, is she jealous for monkey? Monkey take care, you know. And it just made me laugh, you know. So really, you know, this is the end of the podcast now. I know it's a bit of a silly story, isn't it? But that's what life is sometimes. It's a bit silly, isn't it? Now, as I said, we're at the end of the podcast now. Thank you ever so much for listening. And like I always say, stay safe. Love you all.